This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for more cases of a virus that originated in China. The death toll from the disease is now 41, with more than 1,300 confirmed cases. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With officials in China now saying the number of people infected with the new virus has jumped, officials in the U.S. are urging calm. A second case has been reported in the U.S., a Chicago woman in her 60s who was hospitalized in isolation after returning from China. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
I don't think we should jump ahead and project what's going to happen. We just got to take it one step at a time.
Meanwhile, Australia announced its first case Saturday. Three cases in France are the first reported in Europe. The new virus comes from a large family of what are known as coronaviruses. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Democratic lawmakers laid out their final arguments against U.S. President Trump at his historic Senate impeachment trial Friday, arguing that if Mr. Trump is not removed from office, he will continue to abuse power. House impeachment lead prosecutor Representative Adam Schiff says he expects Mr. Trump's defense team to repeat the line that President Trump didn't do or hold out anything in exchange for the favor he asked of Ukraine's president.
You'll also hear the defense. The president said there was no quid pro quo. The president said there was no quid pro quo. I guess that's the end of the story. This is a well-known principle of criminal law that if the defendant says he didn't do it, he couldn't have done it.
President Trump's legal team is presenting his defense this Saturday, starting this Saturday. Mr. Trump is facing two articles of impeachment that accuse him of abusing the office of the presidency and obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions related to Ukraine.